From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. The president of Planned Parenthood is on Capitol Hill, where she has spent hours testifying before the House Oversight Committee for the first time since secretly recorded videos put a spotlight on the organization. NPR's Ada Peralta reports some Republicans argue the health care providers should lose all funding from the federal government.
Cecile Richards says Planned Parenthood never broke any laws and does not profit from the sale of fetal tissue for medical research.
We believe, and why I'm here voluntarily today, is that the facts are on our side. We're proud of the health care that we deliver every single year, despite the animosity by some.
She repeatedly told members of the Republican-led committee that Planned Parenthood receives no federal money for abortions. By law, the only exceptions are for cases of rape or incest or to save the life of the mother. Republicans have been picking apart Planned Parenthood's finances. The organization has recently taken in more money than it has spent, prompting some lawmakers to argue that it doesn't need taxpayer money. Ada Peralta, NPR News, Washington.
President Obama is telling world leaders that a U.S.-led coalition is harnessing all of its tools to fight the self-proclaimed Islamic State. But as NPR's Scott Horsley explains, Obama warned that effort will take time.
President Obama told colleagues at a UN conference today, ISIS is dug in and resilient and has taken advantage of failed governments, civil wars, and sectarian strife. Dozens of countries have joined the U.S.-led coalition battling the extremist group, but Obama cautions defeating ISIS will take more than military might.
Ideologies are not defeated with guns. They're defeated by better ideas.
Obama chaired a similar U.N. session last year aimed at discouraging foreign fighters from enlisting in ISIS. Since then, though, the number of foreigners traveling to Syria and Iraq to join the battle has only increased. Scott Horsley, NPR News, with the president in New York.
A dispute over the treatment of migrants attempting to reach Western Europe is heating up between Croatia and Hungary, which plans to build a fence between the two countries. Croatian Prime Minister Zoran Milanovic says plans promoted by the Hungarian leader Viktor Orban are a futile attempt to block immigrants.
I wonder whether we really belong to the same community of nations, whether we really remotely stand for the same values, remotely.
Meanwhile, thousands more migrants are making a difficult trek through Croatia, where they're encountering heavy rain and muddy terrain. Volunteers are busy handing out blankets and dry clothes. Some are taking notice especially of infants who they say are arriving at aid points completely drenched. Before the closing bell, the Dow was up 47 points at 16,049. NASDAQ was off 27 at 4517. S&P 500 up 2 at 1884. This is NPR News. Members of the House of Representatives are demanding Volkswagen turn over everything it has on clean air standards and the software it allegedly used to bypass those standards. The German automaker is under investigation by multiple governments after it admitted to equipping some 11 million VW and Audi diesel vehicles with software that could cheat U.S. emissions tests. Reynolds American Tobacco is selling the international rights to one of its popular brands. NPR's Debbie Elliott reports Japan Tobacco will pay $5 billion to acquire Natural American Spirit cigarettes.
If regulators approve, Japan Tobacco will buy the non-U.S. assets of the Natural American Spirit brand, which is popular with young and metropolitan smokers. It's marketed as additive-free and is typically priced higher than other brands. The North Carolina-based Reynolds is the nation's second-largest tobacco company. Chief Executive Susan Cameron says the sale will allow Reynolds to focus on the United States. Analysts say it's looking to reduce debt after acquiring Lorillard earlier this year. Back in 1999, Japan Tobacco acquired other RJR brands outside the U.S., including Camel and Winston. The Japanese government has about a third interest in Japan Tobacco. Debbie Elliott, NPR News.
In Baltimore, the date of the first trial in the Freddie Gray case is set for November 30th. Other trials stemming from Gray's death are expected early next year. Several police officers faced charges after Gray suffered critical injuries while he was in police custody and died days later. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News in Washington.
From the latest newscasts to the newest podcasts, NPR One handpicks local, national, and international stories based on what you like. Download the NPR One app, a new way to experience public radio.